You're listening to WMIE, Cocoa, Merritt Island, Melbourne, Titusville, and the Beaches, 91.5 FM, as well as W272BA, Cocoa Beach, and Vieira, FM 102.3. It's all too clear.
WGOD Radio. All truth, all the time. Welcome to WGOD Radio with pastor and Bible teacher, Dr. Paul Esposito. God is always broadcasting. 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. As we tune into his frequency, we will daily hear his voice and receive instruction, encouragement, and daily direction in our lives. Now here to help tune you in is Paul Esposito.
Welcome to WGOD Radio, all truth, all the time. This is your host, Paul Esposito. Thank you for joining me here today, friends. God bless you. Thank you for taking 15 minutes of your day to join me as we together study the word of Almighty God. Lord God Almighty, we thank you for another day. We lift you up and worship you. You are worthy of all of our worship, our love, our adoration, and our devotion. We praise you, Lord God Almighty. Through your Son, Jesus Christ, speak to us now through your word. We listen for your voice here today. Lead us, guide us, equip us, send us out, and empower us today to be your ambassadors here on earth. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Again, I thank you for joining me here today. This is WGOD Radio. This is where I guarantee you for 15 minutes a day, you're going to hear the truth, by golly. There's a shortage of truth out here in the world, but I've discovered the secret, and I share it with you, and that is God's always broadcasting. He is always speaking. It's up to us to go to where he's speaking, and that's where we're at here today. We're in the book of Revelation. I want to invite you to visit our website at wgodontheair.net. Also on Facebook at WGOD Radio, Twitter as well, at WGOD Radio. Get involved with this ministry. If you appreciate or enjoy this radio program, I invite you to interact with us on the website at WGODontheair.net. There's a page on there that says discuss today's broadcast. I invite you to go there and leave your comments, whatever it is the Lord's laid on your heart or perhaps is revealed to you as we go through this study. That's WGODontheair.net. Click on the link there that says discuss today's broadcast. Also, there's a link on there to hear all of these prior podcasts. There's 4 or 5 years worth of programs available by logging onto my website. Study with us verse by verse. We're in the book of Revelation. We left off here. We're in chapter 1. I want to look at today this comment here in verse 5, this scripture verse that calls the Son of God the firstborn from the dead. I want to look at today at what that means. Now, chapter 1, verse 5, we're looking at this triune greeting. Greeting from him who is and who was and who was to come. That's the name of God, past, present, and future. Him who is, that's God Almighty, I am. Him who was, remember back in John chapter 1, verse 1, it says, in the beginning was the Word, and the Word was with God, and the Word was God. Also, him who will be, that is, he's always existing. He always lives, it says in Hebrews chapter 7, I think it's verse 25. He always lives to make intercession for us. He is always living. He's always been alive. Let's talk about Jesus Christ today. As public enemy number one on Satan's list is the Son of Almighty God. Funny, too, he's public enemy number one in the school system in the United States of America. Isn't that funny? What a coincidence that is, isn't it? If you ask me, to be Satan's public enemy number one and to be public enemy number one in the United States public school system? What does that tell you? You have to answer that question yourself. The schools hate Jesus Christ. The name of Jesus Christ, he can't be mentioned in there. You can't read a Bible in there. Everyone's afraid of him. School teachers hate him. Superintendents hate him. Why? Speaks for itself, I think, if you ask me. I encourage you, look behind the mask and find out who your real enemy is. Beware of wolves in sheep's clothing out there today. So we're looking here again at this greeting of Jesus Christ. It's always the doctrine of Christ, who Jesus is, that Satan and false teachers always twist on who Jesus is. Greetings from him who is and who was and who is to come, and from the seven spirits or the sevenfold spirit, which is before his throne, and from Jesus Christ, the faithful witness. This is where we're at yesterday, that Jesus Christ is a faithful witness. Think of all the unfaithful witnesses there are. How many people have gone to the electric chair who didn't deserve to? Why? Many times because of an unfaithful witness, or witnesses that were paid off and bribed. There are so many unfaithful, or else people just unfaithful witnesses just on accident. Maybe their eyesights are failing them. Maybe their memories failing them. People have been unfaithful witnesses, some deliberately, some not deliberately. Not so with the Son of God. He is the faithful witness. He's a faithful witness to the existence of heaven. He's a faithful witness on how to get into heaven. He's a faithful witness for what happens if you don't receive Jesus Christ. And he's a faithful witness to the very heart of God. Then it says here, it says he's the firstborn from the dead. Now, what does that mean? Well, first off, in this context, it means he's the firstborn from the dead to never die again. Because there are some people that the Lord raised up from the dead, like Lazarus, like the little girl who he grabbed by the hand and said, Talitha Kumi, the 12-year-old girl that he raised up. But these people were to die again. He raised them up miraculously from the grave, only to still die again at some point in their lives, not to be raised up until a certain time, but not so with Jesus Christ. He is the firstborn from the dead. He is the first one to be raised up in a resurrected body, never to die again. Remember what he said in John chapter 3, verse 13? He says, no one has ascended up into heaven except the Son of Man, who is in heaven. He is the first one. He is the firstborn from the dead. Now, that's the immediate meaning here of this word. But also, if you would please, if you could turn with me to Colossians chapter 1, picking it up here in verse 15. It's a great teaching here on who Jesus is, because the Jehovah's Witnesses, when they knock on your door on Saturday morning, are going to twist what this means. Even here in Revelation, when the text calls Jesus the firstborn, they believe and teach that Jesus is the first created being. And they show you that word here, firstborn. This is another place that Jehovah's Witnesses will take you. And it's the same place I want to take you for you to see the real meaning of this. Colossians chapter 1, verse 15, speaking of Christ, it says, he is the image of the invisible God, the firstborn over all creation. Now, this Greek word here, prototokos, means more than just your oldest child. The firstborn, for all of you women out there with children, firstborn speaks for itself, right? It's the first child you've given birth to. But the word prototokos means more than that. Here are some definitions of this word. We're going to see it in action here. Prototokos also means preeminence. The word also means ranking member, or to be ruler over. So our Lord is preeminent over all creation, as verse 16 is about to show us now. Okay, he is the image of the invisible God, the firstborn over all creation. For by him all things were created, those in the heavens and those on earth, visible and invisible, whether thrones or dominions or rulers or authorities, all things have been created through him and for him. And he is before all things. And in him all things hold together. And he is the head of the body, the church, who is the beginning, the firstborn from the dead. That's Colossians 1:18. Paul calls him the same thing that John calls him in Revelation, the firstborn from the dead. Means two things. He's the first one to be raised again in a permanent resurrected body, never to die again. Also, it means he is preeminent. It means he is the boss. He is the Lord over all, the firstborn. He is the ranking member. He is head over all. Certainly, this word doesn't mean the first one created, because the text says all things were created through him. So the word firstborn's got to mean something else. Again, he is the image of the invisible God, the firstborn over all creation. For by him all things were created. Now, you can't be a created being and be the one that created everything. The word means something more than that. He is the firstborn. He is preeminent over all. He is the Son of God. He is not, the Lord Jesus Christ is not a created being. This is what I'm trying to say to you. He is preeminent over all. He is the ranking member over all is Jesus Christ, the Son of God, not a created being. So greetings from Jesus, or actually grace and peace from Jesus Christ, the faithful witness, the firstborn from the dead, that is the first one raised up in a resurrected body, not ever to die again, and the ruler of the kings of the earth. Indeed, he is the ruler. He is ruling supreme over all. Maybe we don't see that yet, but the time is coming indeed where every knee will bow, as we read in the Bible. Every knee will bow and every tongue confess that Jesus Christ is Lord. We haven't seen that fulfilled yet, but the time is coming indeed, as we read, that will happen. Every knee will bow. Those who love him and those that despise him, they too will bow the knee to the Son of God. All of the humanists out there, all of the atheists out there, all of the Jesus haters you hear and read about every day, they all will bow the knee to the Son of God and call him Lord, Lord Jesus. Every knee will bow, every tongue will confess that Jesus Christ is Lord. Is he your Lord today? Have you bowed your knee freely to him in worship? Are you grateful for all that he's done for you? By saving you, saving you from your sins? What an awesome God that we serve. Thank you, Lord Jesus, for dying in our place. Thank you for all that you've done, taking our sins upon yourself, dying for our sins. The Lord Jesus Christ, the faithful witness, we worship and praise you today, Lord. It's in your name we pray. Amen. Thank you for joining me here for WGOD Radio. We'll be back again soon with a new program. Until then, I pray God's very best for all of you.
Thank you for listening today to WGOD Radio. All truth, all the time. We believe that there is no stopping the child of God that is walking with him daily and is tuned in to his frequency, which is the Holy Spirit, who uses the Word of God to transform us daily and to speak to us. For more information on WGOD Radio, please check us out on the web at WGODOnTheAir.net. You'll find us on Facebook at WGOD Radio and on Twitter at WGOD Radio. Join us again next time for WGOD Radio. All truth, all the time.